Well, I really enjoyed the song service. Of course, you know I'm kind of partial to singing, and Lubbock Church has always sung well. Brother Kenny was talking to me before services, said the carpet in here kind of kills the sound, but you know it doesn't stop the spirit. It doesn't kill the spirit. And I feel like that we all sang together in the spirit. We're all in one accord, praising our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who did for us what we could not do for ourselves. You know, those people going around the world trying to convince man, convince the world that there's certain things that you can do that will change your status and will save you eternally, and you'll go to heaven. And, you know, I just can't believe in a God like that. I can't believe in a Savior like that who left it in the hands of man to grab himself by the bootstraps or the belt or whatever, yank himself up and hoist himself up into heaven. I don't believe that. I'm thankful for this opportunity to meet with y'all at this meeting, the West Texas Fellowship. It was mentioned that Brother Don and I kind of got this thing going 3 years ago. You were involved too, Brother Kenny. Brother Kenny was the catalyst, really. But I think it's wonderful that we have an opportunity for the churches in West Texas to come together of one mind and one accord with one goal in mind, and that's to honor and praise our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It was asked Brother Don Richards, so why wasn't this publicized more? Why wasn't it in the letter that Brother Ronnie Hedges, I'm not Ronnie Hedges, you're sitting right here, Mallow puts out? And Brother Don and I talked about that. You know, we're not so much about building this meeting as some big grand gathering. This is ours. This is for the churches in West Texas to come together and fellowship with each other. And we, you know, we live within 100 miles, 200 miles, 300 miles of each other. You know, that's not far. Not in Texas. You know, that's only, what, a couple of hours. You can drive 85 miles an hour and not get a ticket. So there's no excuse not to come together in fellowship. But this is our meeting. This is for we can come and love each other. You know, there's too much opportunity to get mad at each other. We need to come together and love each other and embrace each other and rejoice in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, in the beginning, God. You know, that's all that was really needed to be written in the Bible, in my opinion. In the beginning, God. And we believe that in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they all together in the beginning. They were there before the beginning. Aren't you thankful for that? That they had their, one time in Midland, I said they had a pact. Brother Joe said, well, it was actually a covenant, Brother Gary. I said, well, I couldn't think of the word covenant. It was a pact. They come to agreement that Christ would come and he would die for their children. And the Holy Ghost said, I'll come down and I'll help them along with the Spirit. And the Lord said, you know, I like this. This is good. Let's go do this. Aren't you glad they decided to do that? What shape would we be in today if they hadn't have done that? It'd be pretty bad. You know, when Brother Kenny came back and asked if I would open up, first thing I did was just pretty much freak out. I told the brother, my brother, my cousin James, Brother James, and he and I are cousins, and we love each other, and we're brothers in more ways than one. I said, brother, I have nothing. I said, if the Lord's not with me when I get up there, there will be nothing. So I want y'all to continue to pray that the Lord will be not only with me, but with us and Brother Taylor as he comes up after me. They stuck us together last year, Brother James, remember? We must fit together pretty good. I've been reading all week long the 139th Psalm and the 138th. So let's look at the 139th. This must be what I'm supposed to do because that's been on my mind all week. This psalm kind of tells me how great and grand and glorious and powerful our God is. And I don't like reading all the verses, but we're going to read this whole 139th Psalm because there's nothing in here I want to leave out. If you got your Bible with you, look at it. We're going to read this. Oh Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Can you imagine? Your Lord has searched you and he knows you. Thou knowest my down sittings and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying downs and are acquainted with all my ways. You know, compassest, that's surrounded. You surround my path and my lying downs and are acquainted with all my ways. Your Lord knows all your thoughts. He knows your thoughts, deeds, and actions before you even do them. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. The Lord knows your words before you speak them. Can you imagine that much power, how grand, how glorious our Lord is? Such knowledge, thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too high, too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or where shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Powerful words. Do you believe that, brothers and sisters? Do you believe if you go to the depths of hell that your Lord will be there right there with you, and he'll put his hand out and he'll hold on to you? No matter what happens to you in this life, your Lord is there. He's right there beside you, and he will hold you, and he will love you. He will embrace you. I don't care what kind of tragedy you may go through in this life. I used to listen to people talk about tragedy, and I said, oh, that's bad. That was a tragic event. But when our daughter and our two grandsons were murdered 3 years ago, I understood. I found out about tragedy. How low you can go, how low you can get. If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light unto me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. You know, these next few scriptures, there's a group out there I wish would read this and believe this. What it's saying, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Before I was born, you were covering me. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, when I was formed in the womb, is what he said, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see me, see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which it continues, were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. Say what? All of my members was written in thy book when I wasn't even put together. Can you imagine that? Brothers and sisters, can you see how grand, how great, how glorious our Lord is? Can you see that? How does he know all this stuff? How does he know every hair on your head and every sand of grain of sand in the ocean? How does he do that? Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in thy books all my members were written, which is in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? Am I not with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Lead me in the way everlasting. You know, John 3:16, the world loves to quote it. I like to quote it too, you know, because I believe it. Do you believe it? For God so loved the world. Now, we know that it's the world of his people, but anyway, let's just read it like that. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you believe that? Do you believe that whosoever believeth in him is not going to perish, that he has everlasting life? That's not a statement of proposition. That's a statement of fact. There's a lot of scriptures in this book that is telling you facts. He that believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God and hath passed from death unto life. Our duty here below is to love one another, to embrace each other, to come together and singing as we're doing here, and coming together and as a group and worshiping and praising our Heavenly Father. We need to be doing more of that. And I know this world is dragging us down. And I know there's coming a day when the trump shall sound and the skies will open up and the graves will bust open. How many of you believe that? Huh? How many of you want to see that? How many want the Lord to come today? How about right now? You know, what's there to wait on? You know, we don't understand his thinking and what he's doing, but I'm ready. There's nothing I haven't done that I want to do. I want to leave this earth. I want to lay my head on Jesus' breast and breathe my life out sweetly there. I want the Lord to come and claim his people. And nobody can take them away from him. And they're his. They're in his hand. All that the Father gave him will come to him. And he's not going to cast out any of them. Great is the Lord our God, and great is his salvation. I love you each and every one. Brother James, come up and fix what I've messed up.